Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 155. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean. And we are middle-aged and creeped out. That doesn't sound like Todd.
It does not sound like Todd.
Sounds like me.
It also sounds like we weren't quite sure what number it is.
Yeah, I tripped on the 55.
Well, it's because it's such a big number, right?
155.
That's right. 155.
So, how's everything going?
It's going well. It's a weird little night.
It is weird.
No Todd.
No Todd. Sick.
Todd ain't sore, no Todd.
Sore throat. Can't talk.
That's right.
I can't talk either.
Yeah. Well, it's getting late, right?
Yeah, it is. looks like we have a horde.
We do. We have some. Yes, we have some guests. That is correct.
Help us get through this mini.
That's right. The more the merrier, right? It takes a village.
I guess we can go around the round table. That's not round.
Where do we want to start?
Right to left.
There you go.
Yo, my name's Harrison Lehman.
Dane Laux tuning in.
Parker Laux present.
Name is Landon.
We have guests.
We do, yes. All underage guests, but.
So, yeah, your son and then my two boys and then Parker's best friend, Landon.
Very good. Well, we appreciate you boys being here. And we are going to talk about something that I came up with. Not, in, you know, it's ancient folklore.
You made it up?
I did make it up, right? Yeah. Okay. I was back then. No. This is on the Draugr. And if you're interested, you can go check out our show notes for the source links we used for our information on the Draugr. See, man, I can't talk either, right?
Mm-hmm. It's getting late.
It is getting late.
So do you have some foundation on the Draugr?
I might just have that pulled up here. The Draugr, also called the Draug, Dregag, I can never pronounce this stuff. Draugr, Draugru, Dregru, and Draugen is an undead creature from Norse mythology. The Old Norse meaning of the word are revenant, undead, man, and ghost. Draugr live in their graves, often guarding treasure buried with them in their burial mounds.
Wow. So in other words, a zombie.
It's a zombie. Yeah, exactly. It's a Norse zombie.
So zombies have been around for a long, long time then.
That's right. Well, so you're just saying I should have just said it's a zombie. It's an ancient zombie.
Well, it's a special kind of zombie.
That's right.
It's a Draugr.
They're reanimated corpses. It says unlike ghosts, they have a corporeal body with similar physical abilities as possessed in life.
Hmm.
So that makes it even more interesting, right?
Heck yeah. Yeah, as you said, Old Norse Draugr is defined as a ghost spirit. The dead inhabitant of a, what is that word, kern? It's late. I can't see the words.
You can't talk, can't see.
Yeah. Cairn. C-A-I-R-N. Never heard of that word before. You learn something new every day.
Yeah, exactly. I have no idea what that is.
Let me click on it and see what the definition of that is. Is a human-made pile or stack of stones raised for a purpose, usually as a marker or as a burial mound. Okay. That's what a cairn is.
Yeah, every once in a while we accidentally teach something to our listeners. So there you go, guys, right?
Yes.
That's Dane.
You guys speak in the mic, bud. How do you guys know about this?
God of Enlighten War. Us.
God of War. God That's of a War. Video game.
Yes. The whole series, you fight them. They're nicknamed the Hateful, or like. They're also in, like, the third and second game, and they just come out of the ground as zombies with swords and helmets and little, like, underwear.
Okay.
Little underwear. Like Speedo. You're talking about zombie Speedo.
Death.
Yes.
To guard their treasure.
They're also in Dark Souls. In the Dark Souls series, Draugrs are prevalent in that game series as well. FromSoft is known for using like North mythology and like all that kind of stuff in their games.
Nice.
Sweet.
That's what you really like that, Landon, right? Too, yeah. When you're younger, Norse mythology, because
I'm into that stuff.
Yeah. It's pretty, and it goes into the Marvel universe as well. Like we've talked about Ragnarok and Thor.
Ragnarok, yeah.
Exactly. So that's where I, honestly, that's probably where I started kind of getting into it, was through comic books, which is kind of funny, but that's where they got their inspiration. It's also, I have not seen Game of Thrones. I still need to watch it. But they have White Walkers.
Yes.
And those are, you know, just looking at the pictures, they said that those are pretty reminiscent of the Draugrs as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. That Game of Thrones is very, very good. If you're of age,
it's
very, very graphic and a lot of stuff in it, but very good series, yes.
Because I said White Walkers are humanoid creatures from the HBO television series Game of Thrones. Let's see. Primarily referred to as the Others in the novels, right? So supernatural threat to mankind. Man, they look like pretty nasty.
So yeah, reanimated corpse of the deceased inside of a burial mound, which is what we discovered before, is a Karn or Cairn, however you want to pronounce it. The term Draugr also meant a tree trunk or dry dead wood, or in poetry could refer to a man or warrior. So it seems like it is a multifaceted word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they a lot of times died in disgrace, or they lived a life that wasn't, seen as, I lose my words.
So yeah, on the whole tree trunk or dry dead wood aspect of it, an Old Norse poetry often used terms for trees to represent humans, especially in kennings, referencing the myth that the god Odin and his brothers created the first humans. Ask an Imbla from trees. There was thus a connection between the idea of a felled tree trunk and that of a dead man's corpse.
Mm.
So that's where the connection comes in. Let's see. In Swedish, drug is a modern loan word from West Norse, as the native Swedish form of drog has acquired the meaning of a pale, ineffectual, and slow-minded person that drags himself along.
So I'm a drogger. Is that what you're
saying? Yes.
That's how I feel. Basically the person didn't have an upstanding existence, so they're deemed they walk the earth trapped in their own immortal prison.
Awesome. I like these, but I've always liked zombies.
Yeah, that's true. I figured you would like this topic.
Mm-hmm. You boys said something about their mystical powers or something like that.
Yeah, they can. I saw something that they can like shapeshift.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, and it said like it can like shapeshift into a cat, and they like sit on a person's chest until they like suffocate or something like that.
Wow.
It did say that they can kill you and they will kill you, but they said that one of the things, and I forget the term for it, but it's basically like, kind of like rabble rouse, but they get up on a roof and just make a bunch of noise to like disturb people. And I was like, that doesn't seem like much of a superpower, just kind of annoying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like going on to that whole like making a lot of noise, it could possibly come. So I read that they're fallen soldiers. And that they also have another nickname called Again Walkers.
Ooh.
So they might possibly be, like, reliving their fallen warrior, like, lives, which also, like, goes back to God of War. Like, in the game, once they come out of the ground, they're insanely aggressive. And, like, you can't avoid them. You have to fight them. So, like, the Again Walker might be, like, going back to their past lives and, like, being an aggressive warrior.
Wow. Yeah, I'm reading here that the Draugr usually possesses superhuman strength, and were generally hideous to look at, I imagine. And bearing,
from the pictures, I would say yes.
Bearing a necrotic black or blue color, and were associated with a reek of decay. More precisely, inhabiting haunts that often issued foul stench. Let's see, this description saying that they were black as hell and bloated to the size of a bowl.
That's an interesting way to describe them, right?
Yeah.
Did you see their weakness? Silver weapons.
Oh, like a werewolf.
Yeah, there you go.
Like The Witcher.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
Witcher.
That's
yeah.
What you find
that's another good show. This says in literature, the Morganville vampires, draugrs, are the ancient enemies of vampires. These, which is also werewolves too, right? These draugr are of the sea draugr sort. So apparently, if you die on sea, you can become a draugr, or you know the soldiers, and they don't realize that they're stuck at sea, but they're always trying to get back to dry land. So I thought that was interesting.
Oh wait, no, that is true. Because in the game Sea of Thieves,
yeah,
there are things that are like draugrs. They're wandering ships that are just filled with these like dead, like skeleton
yeah.
kind of guys. And whenever you like board their ship, you can see that their coordinates are like set to the nearest land.
Yeah,
but they can never make.
But it never do it. So it's like this immortality of.
It's like an endless loop of just like on like
hell.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
Yeah, everything I'm reading is like they reek horribly.
So I just read this interesting thing, and the quote goes: "Warriors once destined for the golden gates of Valhalla, until hell denied them glorious in their afterlife." And ripping them from Valkyrie's grasp into hell.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So they were great sawyers or warriors. I don't know what that word was.
Yeah. Soldiers and warriors.
There you go. Sawyers. I like it.
So they were great warriors, but they were somehow ripped into hell from Valkyrie's grasp, which is insane. And I'm also reading that their element is ice, which. And they can be found in Nelfheim, Bright Forest, or Smoky Highlands.
So, yeah, definitely shows that, you know, the Game of Thrones, the Ice Walkers or whatever.
Yeah, how that comes into it.
Yeah, element of ice.
It is in a lot of, we were talking about video games, but draugr are featured heavily in the Elder Scrolls versus Skyrim and the Elder Scrolls 3. Morrowind, in the Tombs of Ancient Nords. In Skyrim, they are shown as intelligent reverence, clad in armor, and speaking in the ancient dragon language. I like that. The Draug are villains that walk ashore onto fictional Solomon Island, New England, and the Secret World. Video game The Witcher 2, Assassins of Kings feature draugr as a type of enemy. The Valkruel race of World of Warcraft is heavily inspired by the draugr, including variants that turn into seaweed upon death, undead Valgur, and blue-skinned warriors. Draugr are a type of enemy in Valheim, appearing often in swamps and crypts beneath them. That it would be definitely scary as hell.
One way that they indicate that someone might turn into a draugr is after the person is deceased, is that the corpse is not in a horizontal position, but in a found standing upright or in a sitting position, indicate that the dead might return.
Yeah, so Parker just looked at me and he goes, God of War. And so that is a thing. So like, you'll see like skeletons standing and you can punch some of them and they'll just turn into dust, but then others will jump scare the living crap out of you. And they become fire or ice. But then also, that brings me into this. So I saw this saying, what do they say when they are fighting? And they say this word, unsaladcrosis, which means internal sorrow in the dragon's tongue.
That dragon language, right?
Yeah, dragon language. So internal sorrow.
It's weird that they speak dragon.
Yeah, right.
Speak dragon. They were once famed warriors.
Maybe they had dragons.
Maybe, yeah, maybe they rode dragons.
So Game of Thrones isn't too far off.
we've talked about before that if you have proper burial rites or whatever, that's you know, a way to not allow weird things to happen. And I know one of the ancient customs was to have a death door. Have you guys heard about that before? We've talked about that before, mm-hmm. Nate. Where you basically create a in the wall, you create a hole, and you march the corpse out backwards, and then you seal the wall up quickly so their spirit can't find its way in, because a lot of times it'll come in the way that it last went, you know, through the home or whatever. So that was just a way to keep the spirits from coming back. The other thing I thought was interesting about these draugrs are that not all the soldiers that they talk about are males. A lot of them were females. And there was one lady, and the reason that she came, the warrior came back, or you know, warrioress or whatever, came back was because she didn't feel like she was buried properly. So she came back to the other soldiers naked and cooked them a meal. So they were like, this zombie girl, soldier, you know, fixes a meal naked, you know, for these soldiers, and they eat this zombie meal, you know, like, and then they make sure that she is buried properly, and apparently she's happy and goes away. So that's, but there, I thought that was kind of interesting that not all these stories about these monsters or whatever, but sometimes they can be like just spirits that want to be put to rest. So mm-hmm. I thought that was, and I also found it was interesting that it's like girls too. So,
Yeah, these things are pretty wild. I've never heard of them.
Yeah, I hadn't either, honestly. I'm just looking at mythical creatures, and I was like, ah, this looks like a good one. Especially some of these pictures are just pretty nasty. I mean, it looks like stereotypical zombies, but
I just threw blades at them. I didn't know their names.
Didn't matter what they were, right? take that, Drugger.
Yeah, some of the pictures show them, like, you know, sort of like dressed up in Viking garb, you know, helmets and stuff like that. Yeah, definitely full on zombie-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, so I just read this. So their souls could be trapped. So it says here, as their souls may be captured in standard gems. And there's like nothing on top of that. But there's just, so apparently their souls can be trapped again from a gem. Which, I don't know. I'll read more into that.
Isn't a djinn
the genies? Uh-huh, yeah. Exactly, yep. They're like a demonic spirit, supposedly, but you have the Arabic world. So that to me is like, that, and that looks like a zombie, basically.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so I read up on this more. So humanoid races possesses grand souls, but can only be trapped in black soul gems. So the black star, which is obtained through the quest of the same name Falmir, or dragair, whatever these things are, and are exceptions as their soul may be captured in gems. So I guess when they're in their human form, they possess grand souls that are trapped in black soul gems, and then when they go into the death form, then they can be captured by bright gems. Which is so weird.
It sounds like you're reading the guide of a video game.
It does, right?
Yeah.
While you're reading that, there's this thing on Reddit that says, draugrs are a form of undead with withered and dehydrated bodies, often under enchantment to keep or upkeep a location or remain dormant until the location is unsealed or opened by an explorer. This is typically done in tombs to protect the remains of important figures postpartum, such as dragon priests and kings, which also voluntarily put themselves under the same curse of undeath. Because the draugr are soulless husks of people they once were, a soul can go on to and materialize a new form in an afterlife, such as Sovngarde, while also having their reanimated body remain some kind of previous intelligence and activity on Nirn. Draugr are still able to speak, channel the Thuum, and use complex mechanisms independently without seeming to be bound to a necromancer. This person says, I personally believe it's some kind of forgotten form of Dova magic, or even possibly a shout that allows the preserved corpse to remain autonomous, soulless, undead. That all sounds really wild. That does sound very like comic booky game, you know, video gamey.
Yeah, I'm reading how to prevent someone turning into a drugger. saying that many precautions were carried out to prevent the drugger from wandering around. Straw would be put under the shroud, and a pair of scissors would rest on the chest of the dead. The big toes of the dead were tied together so they could not move.
That's weird.
When the funeral when the funeral came to the part of transferring the coffin to the graveyard, the bearers would stop before stepping out of the house. They stopped inside, lowering and raising the coffin in three directions to make a sign of scissors. There were times that the dead were carried through the door for the corpse or the corpse's door. You're talking about that. Yep. It was simply a hole in the wall with brick covered. So, yeah.
I wonder what the scissors mean.
I have no idea.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe if they were to rise or something, they'd cut their neck or something. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe, right? Decapitate themselves.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, these things are pretty fascinating. And they've definitely been used in a lot of things.
Your new favorite mini, right?
Yeah. Films, TV series, literature, video games. So, yeah, they've definitely been utilized as characters.
They're like a zombie on steroids.
Exactly, right?
So, anybody have anything else to add?
One thing I was noticing, or just that I grasped, it seems like draugrs are, it seems like a punishment.
Yeah, because right.
Dane was mentioning how it's like they were banished from Valhalla. So, mm-hmm. like, getting to Valhalla, you gloriously die on the battlefield. But I think they're forced into servitude of protecting whatever grounds they're left on, and they're mm-hmm. cursed to stay as a soldier and a warrior, and they're not given the glory of Valhalla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, typically something didn't go right if you're trapped.
Yeah, your big toes were tied together.
That's right, yeah.
Something's not right if you're hog-tied before death.
Yeah,
I've heard of tongue-tied, but not toe-tied.
That's sort of the premise of ghosts and that kind of stuff. You know, something happened, and it's preventing them from moving on. And a lot of other entities,
yeah.
Sort of the same thing, you know. You do bad deeds or whatever, and you don't get the glory of going to heaven or
mm-hmm.
any of that. You're more or less trapped to live the eternity, you know, and in a bad way.
Sounds like a horrible way to go.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
It's like the devil's pet. To stay on Earth. It's kind of what it sounds like.
Devil's Pet. Yeah. We're going to rename these not Draugrs, but Devil's Pets.
Yeah.
The Devil's Pet.
Well, if nobody has anything more to add to it, I think that was a good conversation. They're very interesting.
I want to meet one, right?
No.
Sorry to
interrupt. Oh, no, you're fine.
I was kind of thinking about it, and the scissors almost, I feel like, symbolize the way to cut the evil spirits from, like, possessing them.
Yeah.
So, like, if they're buried with the scissors, they can, like, I don't know, like, cut away the grasp of whatever's trying to take them.
I actually really like that. I think that's good.
After death, if they're, like, possessed by something that's trying to take them,
mm-hmm.
I feel like the scissors might help
with detach.
That.
Detach. Yeah.
Like, detach mm-hmm. what's going on.
Hmm. Yeah.
That makes as much sense as anything, right?
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to get an afterlife haircut, right? Or undead haircut.
Well, I mean, they say your fingernails continue to grow after you pass away, even though it's actually your skin and everything dehydrating and pulling away from you now.
Your body.
Yeah, maybe they need
that's morbid, but yeah.
that's true. Trim their nails. Give them a pair of scissors.
That's right.
The big toe thing is still in my head.
Yeah.
Matt, I wonder how tight they tied their big toes together.
I mean, tight enough for them not to walk away.
That's right, yeah.
That's so weird.
Alrighty.
Wouldn't they just be able to waddle like a penguin?
It's possible, yeah. Then we got a whole other monster on our hands, right?
It says they have super strength. I mean, like, they just break out of whatever twine they had then.
Yeah, I mean,
seems like it'd be kind of useless.
Use the scissors to cut the twine.
I might be more scared of a hopping Draugr than a walking one.
Well, you know, I mean, use what you got and try to make it work.
Yeah. I mean, if
it made sense at the time.
If a corpse came hopping at me, like tied together, speaking a dragon's tongue.
That's right, yeah. That's signs of a bad day, right?
Definitely. Well, I hope we didn't Draugr this through the mud too much. That's a wrap.
That's definitely a wrap, right?
We want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle-Aged Mini 155 and our discussion on The Legend of the Draugr. Till next time, we'll see you.
Bye.